Our scripture reading for this morning comes from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. Now great multitudes went with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everything we do as Christians has a cost. Everything has a cost. And Jesus wants you to know that everything you do as a Christian has a cost. So today in the gospel, he tells us about the costs of the Christian life. He says, "You must make me your top priority. You must love me more than mother and father, spouse and children, friends and neighbors, everybody else." Now, if you're a Jew and you know Hebrew, the way to say that is, "You must love me and hate them." Doesn't mean literally you have to hate your relatives. It's a way of saying you must have your priorities right. And as Christians, Jesus is always our top priority. And Jesus says that comes with a cost. When you make Jesus your very most important relationship and priority in your life, people who love you and people you love may not find that very good. They might not like it. They might argue with you and fight with you about it. There might be tension in your family. There might be open conflict in your family. Jesus says, "I did not come to bring peace but a sword, to set the children against the parents and the parents against the children." He's quoting the Old Testament there. Not because he wants to break up your family, but because Jesus wants you to know being a Christian
comes with a cost. And Jesus wants you to come into faith with your eyes wide open. There are no secrets here. And one cost that some of us may face as Christians is conflict in our families. Jesus says, be aware of that and count the cost. And Jesus also said, you must forsake all. Not you must give up the things you like the most. It's not like just Lent, where for 40 days you give up putting sugar in your coffee. He says, you must forsake all. You must give up your trust and your hope in every earthly thing there is. You can't trust in your bank account. You cannot rely totally on your neighbors and your friends. You can't set your heart on your aunts and uncles' inheritance that might be coming your way. You can't even set your heart on what everybody in this country seems to want lately. I just want to be happy. You have to forsake all of that. Because as a Christian in this life, there's potential that somebody else may take that from you. Just because you're a Christian, you are not guaranteed a prettier wife and smarter children and a bigger house and a faster car. It doesn't work that way. Jesus says, forsake it all. That doesn't mean you have to be destitute and run around with threadbare clothes and no shoes and never eat. Jesus says, you can't put your trust in those things. He says, trust in me. Consider the lilies of the field. They neither sow nor weave, and yet not even Solomon in all his splendor is arrayed as beautifully as they. Jesus says, forsake your trust in these earthly things and be aware of the cost that may come for you as a Christian. And finally, Jesus says, you must bear the cross if you're going to follow me. You don't get to follow Jesus in the big shiny bus with the movie screens and the bathroom in the back and the air conditioning or the heat. No, you get to carry Jesus with a cross put on your back. And to put that in terms that really fit our times better, think of it this way. You get to follow Jesus with a